Thank you so very much for calling. This is Josh Baker speaking.
I was waiting to speak to Ryan Chase.
Yep, am I having a word with Jeremiah?
Yes, I'm Jeremiah.
Hey, Jeremiah, this is Josh Baker. I am the Senior Project Manager and the Project Management Lead here at Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing today?
I'm fine.
Glad to hear that. Ryan is currently in a meeting, and I can assist you from my end. Is there any concern that you would want to discuss? Because I do remember one of the cases that Ryan...
I'm waiting on my refund, and I was waiting for a reply at the end of the day. I'm not going on this journey with you guys.
Sure, I would be more than happy to help. I just wanted to discuss a few things with you. I am all ears as well. I do remember that Ryan did update me at Daystar today about your project, and he requested me and my team to pace up the project. So I believe the last conversation that you had with Ryan, you were on board with him. So I just wanted to get a brief with why there is a refund request, and just want a brief feedback from your end.
Because you guys are not legit, because we've been at this for 1 month. I have not received a single update, because I've been promised to be responded to the next day. I don't get response. I'm not going on this journey with you guys. I do not think you guys have a legitimate product. I'm done being told this is going to happen, this is going to happen. I have received nothing, and I want a refund within the next 24 hours. And if I don't, I'm going to file a formal complaint with my bank. I'm not going on this journey. I'm not going to be your test project. All the red flags are there. I don't think you guys are doing any of the things that you told me you're going to do, because if you were, we would be a lot farther than we are right now. So I want a confirmation, and in addition, mm-hmm. I've called Patrick's phone number, Ryan's phone number, April's mm-hmm. phone number, all the times you were trying to collect money from me. Mm-hmm. I could always get a hold of you guys, but then as soon as I say that I need a refund because you're not doing what you said you were going to do, all of a sudden those numbers are no longer available. So I'm expecting my refund within 24 hours.
Sure, Jeremiah, whatever you're saying, first of all, Jeremiah, I know whatever I am going to say, that is not an excuse at all. I know that the way things are compiling up right now, and the way the red flags have been there, I know whatever I am going to say in terms of justification, that would obviously sound as an excuse. Being very honest, if I was at your place, I would have felt the same. But in regards to the phone number, all the phone numbers, they're linked to the business, and we're facing a system maintenance. So even if you try to reach out my personal number, that's
linked to... Look. Uh-huh. Dude. I don't need a story. I don't need a story. You guys are not honoring your agreement. You are not honoring your contract. You are not honoring your promises. I have not seen a single thing. I don't want excuses. I don't want explanations. I want a confirmation. I either want to speak to your owner or speak to Ryan right now, or I want a confirmation that I'm going to see my refund in 24 hours. If I don't, I'm going to file a formal complaint with my bank, uh-huh. and you're going to be paying a lot more than what I paid.
Absolutely, Jeremiah. That surely is a way, and we surely don't want to go on that way either. I completely understand. All I am requesting for you, obviously it's your call in the end, but what I am requesting is just allow me a day till tomorrow so that I can investigate on this matter.
No, absolutely not. Either I speak to Ryan or I speak to the owner.
Okay, then surely.
I am not just some person out there that look, all your stuff is fishy. I don't believe a single word you're saying. You're totally full of it. Okay? None of your stories fly with me. I either speak to your owner or speak to Ryan in the next 30 minutes, or I am going to do this tomorrow. I'm going to call my bank, and I'm going to file a chargeback, and I'm going to file a complaint. And it's not going to be good for you.
absolutely, that's not something that we would prefer either, and we wouldn't be wanting you to go that way either. We surely can process the refund in that case, and let me check on Ryan as well, and if there's nothing or if he's still in the meeting, I personally will get on call with you and will give you the confirmation regarding the refund as well. Just allow me 30 minutes, all right?
Okay, bye.
I'm going to call you back on the same number. Thank you.